let me tell you something now. In terms of the EU coming in, that was a big plus for me. The EU came on the right time. When I say the right time, I mean the right time. Trust me, thank God they came.
Our journey takes us to the Four Paths district in Clarendon, to Donna's Grocery and One-Stop Supplies, operated by entrepreneur Donna Campbell. Ms. Campbell benefited from an investment grant from the European Union EU under the accompanying Measures for Sugar AMS protocol. Under the AMS protocol, sugar-dependent areas across six parishes are receiving assistance with the implementation of several development projects. The projects are managed by the Sugar Transformation Unit SDU in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries.
Throughout all of these activities, we as European Union with the government have been trying to make sure that women were very much at the core of the program and that they were benefiting from all the activities.
Head of the European delegation to Jamaica, Ambassador Małgorzata Wasilewska. Through the EU's work in sugar-dependent areas, Ms. Campbell was trained and certified by the Jamaica 4-H Clubs in food preparation. She was also able to register her business with the company's Office of Jamaica and complete business management training from the Jamaica Business Development Corporation. The support also led to the expansion of Donna's Grocery and One-Stop Supplies to a retrofitted container, enabling her to better serve her customers in the George's Pen housing scheme in Clarendon.
Every time that I come here, I get through very quickly. The idea that they moved from the smaller shop to the bigger one, it's nice, and then they carry a lot more things now. So more things to choose from. It gives you a welcoming vibe, like it intrigues you and it makes you want to come over here to actually find out what's happening.
Our next stop is about 10 minutes away at Chevalier's Cuisine, operated by 25-year-old Chevelle Simpson. Her customers include taxi and bus operators, community members, teachers, and students.
I find it easy, you know? Maybe because I love cook. I don't even feel tired.
Chevalier's Cuisine has been operating for 2 years. It's registered with the company's Office of Jamaica, and owner and operator Chevelle has received certification in food preparation from the Jamaica 4-H Clubs.
My mom, she used to have a restaurant here. When I was going to high school, I used to work here with her. And after me leave high school now, I used to stay here, and then after the hurricane and the every and everything does go down to nothing. So I was there and I always said, well, you know, if we build back the restaurant, it'd be a good idea, but don't have the help and don't know where to start. And then now the SDU come in place, so that's how I get started back.
Chevelle received a grant from the European Union through the Sugar Transformation Unit to build her restaurant. She says the work was completed in 3 months.
After I got the grant, I just go ahead and start do the building. I just call up some workman and say, I need to start. And they said next week, I said, no, right now. It never took long because we did inner day skin. I will never leave them out. So I'm cook like every day because I have to make sure I say it done. So I'll let them work.
We tried Chevelle's escoviched fish and fried chicken, and it was delicious, as you'll hear from one of her customers.
Service excellent.
Chevelle know how to deal with our customers, them she good with our cooking so far.
Before the EU, I didn't have anything going. I was only frustrated, sleep during the day, miserable, didn't have a job. And after the EU come in place, well, it just come like a different world. I thank God for that. And because of that, well, I help others. It's not like I'm making a million, but me try to help them.
Donna Campbell and Chevelle Simpson of Clarendon are just two of many thousands of Jamaicans in sugar-dependent areas whose lives have been changed for the better thanks to a partnership between the European Union and the government of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.